Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Simple question for you to begin the show. Do you have more resolve or less resolve in how you feel about your political stance now versus a year ago? More or less? And here's another question as you ponder that. What do you think leftists would say to this question? Do they have more resolve? Are they more dyed in the wool about who they are, the person that's in charge, their party, etc., however they affiliate? Are they more or less? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. See, because I say to you, they are less resolved on the left. They've watched baby black Jesus, and they've watched his demented number two, the clown known as Joe Biden, in office for a year, and know that he's just a puppet. I mean, think about that. When we elected Trump, we knew we put a guy in charge that he was not going to listen to these other people, that he would represent us. The left are going, is Joe Biden really our guy? They know he's not. He's a puppet. He's being led around on a leash. He does what they tell him to do. But I would guarantee you this. Almost all of you have strengthened your resolve over the past year as the left lost faith. And how could they not lose faith? We got a lot to discuss today. Mostly, woofle, as I think about the question I just asked you, do you have more faith, less faith? Here's what I'd say to you. I'm a complete, I'm not getting the vaccine for Wu Flu. Okay? So, I'm not anti-vaxxer, because I've gotten vaccines, but I won't get that. And there's a thing out that shows now they're going to a pill. You don't have to take the vaccine. You can just take a pill. All kinds of things. I don't know whether the pill does with your DNA. I'm not even taking the pill for it. I told you guys, I don't disregard modern medicine, but I don't use it until it's absolutely necessary. In other words, if I'm going to go into surgery, give me the whatever they give you to knock you out and make you not think about it. After the fact, give me painkillers. I know these things work. You're not going to convince me modern science doesn't know what it's doing. But when it comes to this, I'm skeptical. And for all the good reasons. And every day, something comes out to vet, to tell us that we made the right decisions. And I talked about this the other day where I said it wasn't the stupid people that didn't get the vaccine. It was the stupid people that did. And for those of you who did, I'm not trying to call you stupid. If you feel better about it, and I'm sure there is some science to it, and I bet you money some people are actually helped by it, but it has too many side effects for a person who doesn't even like to take an ibuprofen. And that should be my prerogative. So anyway, I want to talk about that, and I also want to go into these supply chain issues, because I want you to understand you're being fooled. Everything out there is trickery. You're being fooled. Scott Adams said this about the ships sitting out at sea, etc., and Joe Biden's inability to bring products to market. He said that we should let the Mexican cartel help Biden with supply chain issues, because they don't seem to have any problem moving their dope in and out of the country. Joe Posobiec said that the Biden administration is blaming climate change for supply chain issues. Here's what I want you to understand, folks. And they are, by the way. They're blaming climate change. These are people who have the same circumstances that Donald Trump had as president. Whatever issues they're facing, hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, earthquakes, whatever, have the same issues that you face every single day. And you know what they do? They come in and they go, well, it was the reason, this is the reason why we couldn't do it, and this is the reason why we couldn't do it. Well, okay, babies. Let's change your diapers. Let's give you a pacifier, patch your little bum buns, and put you to bed. Because let me explain something about life and the things that you're involving yourself in. That's what you do. That's why you sign up for things. That's why everybody doesn't get the big bucks. Because too many people are too willing to complain about something versus jumping in and getting it done. I call myself, I say to myself all the time, man, you have a giver's heart. And I do. And I'm not bragging about it. It's just the nature of me. I think I've told you guys, I was walking somewhere through the airport. Piece of paper was on the floor. I bend over, pick it up. I find the trash can and I throw it away. It wasn't mine. It was just me saying, you know, if nobody else is going to do that, let me do that. But let me tell you what that really is. That's a person that says, I'll take charge. I'll lead. I'll lead by example. I'll do the right thing. And not, look, I wasn't doing it like people were going to be like, oh, look at that guy. He's so cool. You know, he picked up that paper. Didn't care. It was a natural response. I saw it. I just went over and picked it up. I don't think that's where it belonged. And so that's leadership. I mean, it may sound simplistic, but I tell my son all the time, my youngest son, I go, look, you see something out of place, exit. And don't look for people to go, well, I took your shoes up and then I saw your dirty socks and then I picked up your underwear. You know, you're not keeping score. Get it done. Do it like you're invisible. Because trust me, smart people will recognize it. They'll see it. I have a guy right now, people, y'all think I'm kidding. We worked together on one project, and I absolutely rocked it. What did I do? I just did what I was supposed to. I didn't even do anything spectacular. I just did what I was supposed to. That deal didn't go through. First phone call this guy made, he says, hey, I saw the way you worked on this. I want you on this next project. I go, seriously? He goes, yeah. I said, may I ask why? He goes, because you get it done. That's it. That's all people want. So look, you're that type of person, the left of the people that will leave that piece of paper in the middle of the airport. They don't care. Even if you told them to pick it up, they wouldn't do it. They would I'm going to call it half butt it. But you know what I'm saying, because I tell my son all the time, stop half butting the chores I give you to do. And I, you know what? At 14 years old, he can give me excuses. But at 20, he can't give me excuses. I don't want him to have any excuses by the time he is in the workforce. I want him to be the kid that gets it done. And that's your advantage to the left. I know we think they accomplish a lot. They don't accomplish a fraction of what you accomplish. They get paid to do things and they will respond to a paycheck. They're Pavlovian dogs. Ding, 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 ding. The dinner bell of paychecks. You will respond to a cause. Because it's part of who you are. And that's why we keep pushing back on Wu Flu. When we come back, I'm going to explain what's really going on in the supply chain, because it's not what they tell you. I'm glad you guys are with me. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People are pushing back against Biden and other members of Team Demento in ways that you wouldn't believe. You're part of that pushback. And I bet you that you have a friend who is a lefty who is already telling you things like, I can't believe, oh my gosh, they're shocked at how the left is. Are you shocked at how we are? No. You don't wake up in the morning and go, man, I cannot believe. Don't misunderstand me. McConnell and these rhinos, we understand them. But I'm saying there's no crack in your belief system. On the left, their foundation is cracked every single day by something. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The left are backing down. They now are funding the police. But that's a ruse. I'll get to that another time. I know you're, Kevin, what do you mean, man? It's a good news that they're funding the police. Yeah, they're funding the police because they got to get the police on their side in the event of insurrection. You can't have the police hating you. if you want to use them down the road. Remember when police would sick their German shepherds on black people and they'd hit us with water cannons? They wouldn't be doing that today. Let me clarify that. The Democrats made them do it. Police were treated differently back in the day. They capitulated. They said, hey, that's what the people that have us in charge. They say black people bad, so we got to hit them with water cannons and sick dogs on them and mistreat them and abuse them. Well, they want to do the same to you. You unvaccinated, you people who keep threatening to do certain things, you people that are speaking out at school boards, how dare you, parents? You're terrorists. Well, how are they going to wrangle in the terrorists if they don't have the cops on their side? So if you think the funding of the police is for all the right reasons that, oh, they finally got some sanity, it isn't because of all the anarchy going on in their cities. It isn't because people are shooting up. And I know I shouldn't be talking about this today because this segment because I wasn't going to talk about it. But why not? Let's talk about it. But it isn't because Antifa beats up people. It isn't because Black Lives Matter could potentially loot. It isn't because in every major city in this country, crime is rampant. Those are the logical reasons to deploy police. The reason they're funding the police and getting ready is because they want to create the fake Charlottesville, the fake January 6th events, and make people believe that you're radicals. They want Garland to declare parents domestic terrorists for daring to care about their kids, and they need the cops. That's it. Now, we can get excited. I put a movie out about this, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com if you want to watch it. It's phenomenal. I talk about police all the time, and I am pro-cop. But I'm telling you, do you think I would have been pro-cop in the early 1960s, late 1950s? No, because they were used for the wrong reasons. So it's funny, they get you to hate the cops right now. Oh, man, these cops are killing black folks. These cops. Defund the police, defund the police. And now they're funding them. How much are you seeing in the news? You seeing the hoopla? Woo, they're funding them. Where's AOC and all the people that spoke out? We got to defund them. All the congressional black circus clowns. They're funding the police. You'd think you'd be hearing all about it. Oh, my gosh. Joe Biden's funding the police. He's going against what we want. You haven't heard a peep. Why? Think about it. All the clamor, all the devastation that cops do in the black community, all the stuff that they claim that the cops do. And now, not only did they fund them, they increased their budgets in many cases. And you think that's just a coincidence that nobody's talking about it? There's not a clamor in the black people. Man, instead of defunding these cops, they put more cops on the street, more cops on the street, more whatever they give to the cops, more protection gear, all the stuff. Why? So they can go beat up and kill more black people? You think the NAACP, the National Urban League, D. Ray McKesson, Jesse Jackson, all of them, all the congressional black circus clowns would be making an absolute ruckus over what's going on. And you aren't hearing anything. Makes me wonder. Because common sense would say, if you're for defunding the police, and I fund them, and not only do I fund them, I give them more money, I'd hear from you. So AOC, I say, is this thing on? So supply chain, because already I've covered this, I'll cover supply chain for the rest of this segment, and we'll go into it a little bit more. So we've got ships sitting out at sea. We've got ships at port. We've got truckers who can't get products to us. And anyway, here's a guy, he's talking about it. And I'll set it up because we're probably going to run out of time before I can talk more about it. But here's a guy talking about the supply chain. He's from DHL. And he's saying this is going to go into 2022. Well, we're not that far from 2022, so that's not saying much. But they're scaring you, and I'll explain it here in a bit.
How long the goods wait for the next truck is another potential delay.
I think domestically, because the truck driving shortage is such an issue, we're going to see issues all the way through 2022.
What's in these containers?
Could be anything from toys to clothes to beauty products to auto parts to everything.
Do you think these goods will get to store shelves in time for Christmas? What is that cutoff?
It was probably realistically about a month ago.
Despite the stress, this Alabama toy store reassuring customers.
Shop early. Try to get the toys that you know your kids want. Shop local if you can, because that's more than likely where you're going to end up getting what you need this year.
And the owner of that toy store telling us superhero Legos and the stuffed animals known as Squishmallows are the hottest items in her store. She says she ordered a shipment of Hasbro toys back in January for the holidays and just received them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking about the policing situation earlier and now supply chain. And the one guy said, well, there's a truck driving shortage, so that's number one. Even if they got the product here, they don't have anybody to distribute it into the warehouses or what they call the DCs or distribution centers. And then as they're walking along, she says, what's in these things? Well, there's toys, clothes, beauty products, auto parts. And she says, is this going to be in time for Christmas? He goes, no, actually, the cutoff for this was a month ago. So if you haven't done your Christmas shopping now, it's over. You can forget about it. And then what does the lady go on to say? Shop early. Get the kids the toys they want. Look, I haven't even seen toy commercial ads yet, but I don't watch the TV enough for that. But maybe parents are. And I know Christmas is a big, you know, shopping season, but here's what I think is happening. I think they want you to go out and get those superhero Legos and Squishmallows because they're concerned that you're not going to buy otherwise. They need to give you fear, because without that fear, you might not buy. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional Democrats continue to negotiate amongst themselves over two spending bills.
the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a multi-trillion dollar budget package. Senate Minority and Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell says he doesn't believe Democrats' claims that the spending bills are paid for.
The Biden administration is simultaneously saying their latest spending spree will cost $0. It'll be totally free. And then it will come with massive historic tax hikes in order to pay for it.
Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy is throwing his support behind cognitive tests for those in positions of power. Cassidy telling the political website Axios he's in favor of those tests for folks in all three branches of government. USA Radio News. Bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. are finally admitting that college football games are not the super spreader events they once thought they would be.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned that crowded college football stadiums would turn into super spreader events. But many weeks later, an NBC reporter on the Today Show pointed out it never happened. Epidemiologist Cindy Prinz.
We prefer to learn by studying, but I say in this case, we probably learned a little bit by doing as well. So it's not a matter of trying to keep people from doing it. Activities. It really is a matter of trying to figure out, you know, can these be done safely?
Cases are now in steep decline in every college football state across the South, including Florida, where hospitalizations fell 64% last month, even as some 90,000 fans packed the University of Florida Gators Stadium. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
President Biden meeting with senators at the White House to discuss his infrastructure plan. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But when the deceleration is happening slower, perhaps, than people expected a few months ago, yeah. And people are still paying 10 or 15 or 20% more for meat, and they're saying, why was it supposed to be transitory 3 months ago, 3 months ago, and we're still here? Does that make things more difficult to explain as to why this is the case?
Well, it requires us explaining, and through working with all of you as well, that the cost of meat is also related to competition, and the small number of large meat producers who have a dominance over the market, and the fact that a lot of these issues are not as simple as a one-sentence explanation, and that different industries have different issues in the supply chains, different issues that are causing some increases in prices, and also because we all understand the American people are not looking at cost-to-cost comparisons from this year to 2 years ago. They're looking at cost-to-cost comparisons to their checkbooks from 8 months ago or 12 months ago, and even though factually, if you look back to 2 years ago, things may be comparative. That's not how people look at things. So our objective here is to tackle each of these issues with the approach that we think will help address it in the shortest term.
That was Jen Psaki trying to explain that, well, you may think that people look at the price of meat from 2 years ago and say I was paying a dollar and now I'm paying $3 and they make the comparison, but that's not the way people work. That's the way I work. I don't know how you look at things. I look at something and go, man, it wasn't that long ago. I was paying this much for that. Now I'm paying this much? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, talking supply chain and inflation. And see, what's interesting about inflation is the Democrats want, they're going to play squeeze the balloon with the economy. They're going to say, well, even though we don't have as much product being shipped, we still have the same number. The reason why, in other words, the same amount of product that's being moved from a dollar volume standpoint. And the reason is the price goes up. If I've got five of an item and that's all I've got and I'm charging you $2 for it. If I get 10 of that same item, so I've got double the supply, the likelihood is I'm going to reduce it to a buck per item. But at the end of the day, it's still 10 for the economy. You get what I'm saying? So it's a supply and demand thing. And the Democrats are going to play with this. They're going to politicize this supply chain issue and make it appear as though it's no big deal. But I'm telling you, they're trying to scare you. I played the clip earlier. Of the guy talking about supply chain and saying, well, there's not going to be enough products for Christmas. What are you going to do for your kids? You better get out there and do it now. You better start ordering now. Actually, one guy, in the clip, he says, well, you're a month late. Oh, my gosh. I guess I better move. So what the Democrats do is they try to put as much money in the hands of the poor at this time of the year as they can. Because, see, poor people put that money out into the economy. The good news for the Democrats is they've created a whole another layer of poverty. The people that were formerly lower middle class have now dropped down into poverty. Some of them voluntarily. They didn't have their arms twisted. The government said, I tell you what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this WooFlu ruse. We're going to give you some money. And if you will just stay out of the workforce, we'll continue to give you money. We'll extend unemployment. We'll do other kinds of benefits. We'll give you WooFlu relief money. Just don't go to work. And the supply chain suffers, and you say to yourselves, well, Kevin, why don't they want people to go to work? Yeah, it's a good, interesting query, isn't it? Why wouldn't you encourage people to go to work, become productive citizens of America, versus what they seem to be doing, which is not working? So ships are out at port. The product, even if it's in port, isn't being moved. And we've got this backlog in supply chain. Now, let me tell you what can happen. A couple things. They can manipulate the numbers, and suddenly, when they allow the supply chain to start refilling and they start satisfying those goods, cost of the goods that have been sold, then they'll brag and say, look at the amount of product that we're getting in. We fixed our supply chain problem that we broke. They could do that. But they'd be running the risk that you don't get to get your, as Eddie Murphy said, your kid, the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. It's a dice roll. And the inflation side of it, how much pressure do you think people are going to go before they finally say enough is enough? Because let me tell you what's coming up in the winter. More WooFlu because of the super spreaders, and the super spreaders are going to be blamed on, anybody want to guess? Yep, the unvaccinated. Mostly conservatives. So they're going to blame me for that. They're going to say the hospitals are overloaded, that we're taxing the system and it's your fault. They're going to blame the people who are working, not the people who are not working. They're going to blame them. Then, I mean, us, not them. The pikers are going to get a pass. Even though jobs exist, let me put it to you this way. Isn't it antithetical to believe that all these jobs are available, good paying jobs set up by the Trump economy, and nobody's being cajoled into going? You would think they'd say, look, you're getting off of unemployment. There's plenty of jobs out there. You can hardly go anywhere where there's not a help wanted sign. We need help. Anybody want to help? Please help. Come on. We'll give you incentives. You think this government's going, you know what? Wow, let's just cut these unemployment benefits. We now have a jobs glut. You know, we know the jobs are out there. Let's make sure we cut. I mean, if you're going to play with unemployment, why do you keep extending it? Aren't there times when it should contract? In the times where jobs are available, you would think that it would contract. It doesn't. It doesn't go from, well, we'll give you, you know, 40 weeks of unemployment to, well, there's plenty of jobs, so we're only going to give you 15, 20 weeks of unemployment. You should be able to get a job. Let me ask you this, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Do you believe that if you want to work right now, you can't work? We're coming into the retail holiday season. You think that, I mean, that's one of the seasons where we have to, the things, places where we have to have seasonal workers, because we know that there's going to be more product going through. Let me put it another way. You think Amazon's going to hire more drivers? You better believe they are. They're looking for them. I saw a dude driving, dumping off stuff for Amazon, and he was not in an Amazon green vehicle. He was in a beat-up hoopty. It was like a Volkswagen Passat from 1999 or something like that. It was an old Passat. Amazon isn't giving everybody a truck that's run on natural gas. There's a reason for this. So, Psaki said there's a small number of meat producers who have dominance over the market. And she's trying to tell us, explain supply and demand, that the reason why prices are going up in inflation is because there's only a small number of meat producers. Well, why is that? Because they chase all the little guys out of, not the meat producers. Biden and the left chase people out of business. See, small meat producers will fulfill the voice of other things. Your neighborhood butcher isn't like it used to be, but you can still go and get, there are boutique butcher shops. I tend to go to them. I like going to those boutique shops. They know the meat better. They explain it better than your supermarket. But she's blaming inflation on the availability. Inflation is also based on this supply chain. But by the way, Buttigieg, who just came off of maternity leave, said Americans are buying more because we have money in our pockets. The reason why you're buying, people, is because the Biden administration has given you so much money back. Do you buy that? That's a joke. Because if you do buy it, it's because you have more money in your pocket. If you do buy it, it's because you're an idiot who's buying a lie from a propagandist. The reason why Americans are buying more now is they're afraid of availability. And that's what the left wants. They want you so afraid you're going to go out, you're going to overbuy. And they need it because they know what's coming. They're not going to have the type of retail season they had before. They got to give you the appearance of shortage. Yeah. Are there truck drivers ready to drive this stuff? Don't know. I get these emails all the time. Kevin, the reason why they aren't getting those products out of California is because of these trucks that they had from 2011. You can't use these trucks, and they cut the supply chain by 40% because the old trucks can't be used because they're not retrofitted for the fuel. All the, okay, fine. All this stuff, look, everything that's happening are things that happened in the time of Trump. You weren't worried about getting things. Once they stopped this nonsense with toilet paper and paper towels, you were like, okay, we're good. We're good to go. Maybe you still got a little bit of paper towel stocked or toilet paper stocked. But once it ended, the supply chain was undisrupted. Of course, they got rid of Trump. And so they artificially put everything back into play, which is the way it should have been, the normal supply chain. We've never, until the 1970s, America hasn't experienced these wait lines for gasoline and things like this. It was all intentional. So here's my point. I don't know where it is, but in terms of the intent, but I promise you, what's happening is being orchestrated. Don't leave it to chance. And you can figure out why these bottlenecks are occurring, where they're occurring, if you just listen right. The left will tell you their devious schemes if you learn how to listen. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. 1, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And 2, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
This time last year, we were worried about, do we have enough masks? Do we have enough ventilators? Are there enough hospital beds? Merry Christmas, everybody. We're not worried about masks and ventilators and hospital beds. We're not even worried about, do we have enough vaccines? America is still shipping these vaccines to third world nations, trying to get other nations to get as much Wu flu on the books as we have. Because you know what? The numbers don't add up. We've got 10 times more Wu flu people getting sick, people dying, etc., than most of the other nations. We blow away the statistics, and it's a real simple reason why. We have leftists who want to spend your money and want to rob you so they can keep their ruse going. I want you to understand the number of elitist leftists and their minions who can be fed when you bilk the United States taxpayers out of $6 trillion plus and you keep going. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Talking about supply chain. Democrats are already level setting about Christmas. You're going to hear, you may even hear them say things like this at some point. Christmas is not about the gifts. It's about what the holiday represents. They may actually refer to the thing as Christmas and not the holiday shopping season or the holiday season. This supply chain thing is a real conundrum for leftists, but it's also a conundrum for us because I'm imploring you to think differently about it. Reuters wrote this, Biden is working with labor and shipping officials to address issues in the U.S. supply chain before and on Christmas. Now, let me ask you this. If you're the president of the country, are you your big issue is we got to get those toys to the kids before Christmas, right? Because he so much cares about the kids. Why wouldn't you be working on supply chain in general? But it's before Christmas. And they actually are saying the word. If you were to go back 2 or 3, 4 years and you start hearing about the season, they would have said, I swear to you, they would not have written Christmas. They would have said the holiday season. They go on. Biden unveiled his new strategy to ease bottlenecks in the supply. The reason why some goods have either not been delivered or are not on store shelves. He introduced a system that will allow 24/7 operation at the Port of Los Angeles. Yeah. Understand, people, this is the new system. We're going to go to operating 24/7. Let's run, what is that, 2 shifts? No, Mr. President, that's 3 shifts. There you go. Let's run 3 shifts. They say it like it's a new, like manufacturers go, oh my gosh, this is a novel, this is so novel and new. So 24/7, great. How are you going to ship it? I mean, distribute it once it's on land, on terra firma. Trucks aren't running. Nobody knows how to run additional shifts, right? Joe Biden invented the multi-shift manufacturing system. I don't know what, probably around the turn of the 19th century. How old is that clown? ABC News reported on Biden's new revolutionary strategy. You ready? They said Biden held a meeting with leaders of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, California, as well as FedEx and UPS to get ahead of the potential economic entanglement. So I have a question for America's chief strategist. Why did we not have this problem during the era of Trump? Outside of leftists intentionally hoarding toilet paper, Trump fought through this woo-flu scamdemic, and you can bet if he hadn't been cheated out of the election, we wouldn't be seeing any of these supply chain problems. You know what Trump would be talking about? Hey, we're going to have another big year for retail. Yeah, I can already see people are buying. They're buying because they're confident. They're confident in, you know, because consumer confidence, by the way, is a big driver of are you going to buy. Are you having this conversation? Because I had this conversation with Melissa. I said, look, I don't want anything for Christmas. And I'm not going to overspend. Make a list of the things that you think you need. Let's get them. We'll wrap them up. We'll do the whole Christmas thing. But at the end of the day, I don't want it. I'm not going to go out and overspend. Now, you can say, Kevin, you're Mr. Grinch. You sound like the Grinch. No. I sound like a pragmatist, a guy who says, I don't know what the future holds. We have an organization that outside of my speaking engagements and a few things that we do, you know, consistently, like our website and all that, which those numbers have dropped crazy low. I implore you guys to download the radio show so I can afford to pay staff. We are at the behest of the people that follow my work and what they do. Now, some people will give us money. Bob and Carol and, you know, my buddy Albert and many others. But most of you are just hitting those clicks. And that's what keeps the wheels on the wagon here. And I hope over the Christmas holidays you're clicking a lot more. But at the end of the day, we're dependent on you. If you're not doing well, we're probably not doing well. Now, I'm fortunate I have some big, really big donors that will make sure that, you know, we can fund projects and things like that from time to time, but we rely on the day-to-day. That's why I tell you guys we need recurring donors. I don't care if it's $2 a month. Would you rather have $20 at some point during the year, or would you rather know you're going to get $2 a month? You know the answer. I'd rather have $2 every month and know it's there. Anyway, so 40% of the nation's cargo goes through this L.A. and Long Beach. Long Beach and wherever else. So where's the other 60% going? And I mentioned this the other day. The cost of shipping cargo has gone from $3,000 a container to $20,000. And just think about it depends on what's in that container. But if you got a bunch of widgets, 20,000, widgets in a container, and they got to now get a buck. A dollar each is $20,000 more. So they've all got to get a dollar as opposed to 30 cents or 3 cents. What do you think is going to happen? Or 30 cents, I was right. If it's $3,000 per container versus $20,000, you get what I'm saying, right? Everything in that container gets a 6x multiplier. Shipping costs have gone up. Manufacturing costs have gone up. Distribution costs have gone up. Up, up, up. Biden's poll numbers, not so much. Under Trump, we had all this stuff under wraps. Under Biden, supply chain lengthens. So we've went from, there was a thing in manufacturing and in supply chain where you want what's called just-in-time inventory. I want things at the ready. When people want it, they get it. That's why Amazon's model is so successful. People go, I could order something on Amazon, and it might be here before I could get in my car and arrange to go pick it up somewhere, and I don't have to go through the hassle. That is the ultimate. They might as well open a store right next to you. And so this is where we were headed. We had the supply chain so efficient that you could order something from somebody, they drive a truck and bring it to you. There was even talk of drones delivering stuff. Probably will still happen. But Biden, he's got to go talk to retailers, big block retailers. He says, will you guys help us out? So along with meeting with these, the Long Beach distribution centers or whatever, and the shipping locations or what have you, and DHL and UPS and FedEx and all of them, he's met with Walmart and Target. Well, what can they do? They don't manufacture. They receive product, and that's it. So in other words, Biden's all over it. They want you to believe he's all over it. Well, good. People are going to buy over the internet. So talking to big box retailers, where's Amazon on that list? Biden also said we need the rest of the private sector to step in. A platitude, folks, for a massive problem that was created by the Democrats. And the question you should be asking yourself is very simple. Why are they creating a problem that didn't exist not that long ago? It isn't the shortage of just the truckers in California. Gavin Newsom could say, you know what? I'm lifting that. He lifted it, some of these other black energy bans, because they were running out of electricity. Why couldn't he just say, you know what? We're going to suspend the thing that we did with truckers for the next 6 months because we got to get supplies out. Why weren't they in a cabal on that? Ask yourself a different set of questions, folks. Biden's massive problem with supply chain is beyond manufacturing and distribution. His vaccine mandates are adding existing challenges because people don't want to work. He's paying people not to work and they're obliging. And he chased people away from jobs with vaccine mandates. It's kind of like removing your security people before an evacuation because only an idiot would do that. Yeah, folks, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas for the Republicans.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.